What led you to being at the 1978 Reading Rock Festival?
Well, from what I can remember, I wanted to get out of a particular duty, which I'd been told that I'd been volunteer to wait upon a load of officers. And I didn't fancy demeaning myself and serving a load of officers and their tarts with their meals. I was told I'd been volunteered to do it, so I took that as a get-out, that I didn't need to be there. Next thing I remember is my mate had got the tickets for Reading Rock Festival. I were there.
So you were there for the full weekend?
I were there for the full 3 days, three nights, yeah.
It's been reported that the Friday night was quite controversial. What were your experiences of that Friday night?
Yeah. Not just controversial, but violent. And that was my first experience of people who'd gone to a concert to enjoy the music, but it was just the wrong mix of bands who by that time had got sort of really polarised followings and polarised enough to create a really violent atmosphere. So on one side you'd got the traditional Reading Rock Festival goers, the so-called Hairies, who followed all the old rock bands, and literally on the other side of it were these new wave bands that had been fed into the lineup on all three nights. They brought with them their own followings of these new kids on the block, if you like, these punk rockers with safety pins through their noses and what have you, and then hijacked on top of that followers of a particular band called Sham 69, who turned out to be a load of traditional sort of skinheads, and they seemed to hijack the punk rock bands as their bands and created absolute mayhem when there were anybody else playing, because you didn't have the Hairy bands playing and then the punk rock bands and a change of audience. You had Hairy band playing, then a punk rock band playing, then a Hairy band playing, and they were all mixed up through the day and through the night, and at times the air was absolutely full of beer cans, and not the little ones we used to today. Everybody were taking party sevens, 7-pint beer cans, and these were absolutely filling the air and crashing down onto the stage. So the Aries responded by canning the new wave bands, and the first one I remember where that happened was a band called New Hearts. But I remember bass guitarist, I think it was, took a party seven right on top of the head and sliced his head open, so they stopped playing.
How did it make you feel?
Disgusted, really, because I'd been used to going to concerts where everybody was together, everybody was there to enjoy the bands, and if a band came on that you didn't like, you'd just bugger off and do something else. Anything, go and drink, go and do something. But I'd never been to a concert before where the bands were such an eclectic mix, and that if you didn't enjoy that band, then there was some expectancy, there would be some violence towards it. So it made me feel disgusted, really. Particularly when a band called Sham 69 played a number called If the Kids Are United. And believe me, by the end of that night, the crowd there was anything but united. There was no united front whatsoever. In fact, Jimmy Percy, their lead from Sham 69, broke down in tears in front of thousands of people, which was the first time I've ever seen anybody do that. And I remember he just got fed up with getting beer canned and interrupting songs, and he just shouted to everybody, "If you don't like it, fuck off home."
Would you say the political climate at the time had anything to do with this divide?
I would say there was certainly an air of change. I think late 70s and into the 80s was this big kick against authority. I mean, some of the new wave bands, like The Jam, their lyrics just absolutely ooze kicking against authority. Whereas Sham 69, Sex Pistols, yes, it's there in the lyrics, but it's there in their actions as well. The spitting on everybody, the pissing up people's legs, all of that disgusting business that went on.
You singled out The Jam. How did The Jam in particular affect you?
Quite a great deal, really, because up until that point I'd been into some of the heavier rock bands, but I'd been heavily into status quo. We'd been around for donkey's years even then. None of their lyrics would ever upset anybody, even any of the establishment. And then you get a band like The Jam, who come along, and you just have to read through some of their lyrics. Some of them are very, very clever lyrics, and some of them are out there, very extrovert messages. For example, an A-bomb in Wardour Street, taking a message right out there. And absolutely right, we all know now, and he admitted at the time, Paul Weller, Bruce Foxton, middle-class lads. But they absolutely hated the upper class and hated all that they stood for. And I think it symbolised a massive knockback from the youth of the time to say, we're no longer going along with this.
Given that, is it fair to say that it changed your political views, especially given that you were employed by the military?
Yes. However, I'd be lying if I pinned it right on the doorstep of Reading Rock Festival 78. It was a major event that did make me take a step back and think. It changed my voting patterns. It started to question my ideas of patriotism, particularly when I'd seen thousands of skinheads in alliance with these punk rockers who were otherwise nice people who just dressed different and followed different music. But they were out there for violence. And I remember vividly the fight on Friday night where there was a no man's land created of squashed beer cans about 50 yards wide, and the beer cans were sailing through the air in both directions. I ended up somewhere in the middle of no man's land and to one end of it, watching hairies on my left chucking beer cans and watching skinheads and punk rockers on my right chucking beer cans back, and then groups of skinheads going out and dragging a hairy from the hairy side and punching the crap out of him in no man's land. The skinheads, they were carrying union flags, and that will always be a potent symbol in my mind of misplaced patriotism, misplaced nationalism, and the total nonsense of it all.
Would you say that your experience of the 1978 festival was a life-changing experience?
I'd say it was life-changing, but it's difficult now, some 30 years later, to emphasise or de-emphasise how life-changing. It's certainly, the memories have stayed with me for over 30 years. It made me think about how I voted and how I thought. It made me question my loyalties. It made me appreciate other people's music, because I went to after that, and I bought a load of Jam albums, and I bought some other punk rock albums, Patti Smith, and I bought into that, but I didn't buy into it to the extent of dressing like a punk rocker. As far as I remember, I still had my denims, they didn't get burnt on a bonfire or anything, and I still had my rock albums. So it made me appreciate other people's points of view.